This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. That's a tune called Reunion, recorded by the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band in 2005. It's a tune I wrote, and we called it Reunion because the band was getting back together to do a tour of New Zealand, and it was a good fun tune to play. Had some nice little turns of phrase in it, and we had a great time doing it. Well, I've got a great program lined up for you, and we're going to kick it off with the Bluegrass Album Band from the very first album when it was just called the Bluegrass Album. And here's the boys doing a Flatten Scruggs tune written by Lester Flatt, Curly Sickler, and it's called We Can't Be Darlings Anymore, and it sounds like this.
Said you love me, but you've gone on before. You don't know dear how I miss you, but we can't be darlings anymore. anymore. Darling, I'm sad and lonely since you've gone on before. For down here on this lonely earth, dear, we can't be darlings anymore.
Classic bluegrass there from the Bluegrass Album Band. Tony Rice and Dore Lawson singing together make just the nicest duet. And they really captured the mood of Lester Flatt and Curly Sackler singing together. Even Doyle's mandolin solo was slightly reminiscent of Curly Sackler in his occasional mandolin solos. Ah, the album that I have in front of me is Tim O'Brien, Chicken and Egg, and it's got a picture of a couple of very nice-looking chooks on the front and Tim in the background playing guitar. I'm not quite sure what the chicken and egg but it has to do with it yet. It's a great album. It's got an interesting approach to the music. It's sort of bluegrassy as well as it's Americana. It's typical Tim O'Brien. He plays some mandolin mostly, a bit of guitar, a little bit of banjo on the album, and it's got some really interesting songs, most of which he's written himself, often in conjunction with someone else. The first song that we're going to hear is called Gonna Try to Make Her Stay, and he's helped out on this song. Tim's playing mandolin and doing the vocal. Dennis Crouch is playing bass, Stuart Duncan is playing fiddle, and Brian Sutton is playing guitar. And it's a real interesting approach to the music, and it's a great song. And it goes like this.
Gonna wash the dishes and scrub the floor, all kinds of things I never did before. Thought she wasn't coming home no more, but she called me up today. She told me how to gather up all her stuff. She's coming over later to pick it up. She borrowed her boyfriend's pickup truck, but I'm gonna try to make her stay. My baby's coming back today. I'm gonna try to make her stay. Well, it's 10 o'clock now, got till 4. She comes walking through that door. She'll forget about him. She want me more. I'm gonna try to make her stay. Short, my credit's low. I guess I'll go to the Goodwill store to get a new suit of pre-owned clothes. I wanna look my best today.
Well, evidently I'm quite a slob, but it's a little late now to get that job. But I'd beg, I'd borrow, maybe even rob, if I could make her come back to stay. My baby's coming back today. I'm gonna try to make her stay. Well, it's 10 o'clock now, I got till 4. She comes walking through that door. She'll forget about him, she'll want me more. I'm gonna try to make her stay. She told me she was leaving. I guess I did not quite believe. And if she tells me now I'm dreaming, that's when I'll get down on my knees and say, please, just give me one more chance to try to save our sweet romance. I'd even tell her I could learn to dance. I'm gonna try to make her stay. 10 o'clock now, I got till 4. When she comes walking through that door, she'll forget about him, she'll want me more. I'm gonna try to make her stay. That's right, I'm gonna try to make her stay. Uh-huh, I'm gonna try to make her stay. Ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom.
Crazy. He's wasn't that a great groove? They really got that going. Dennis Crouch was working that bass. I'd love to have a go on that bass. It's got a beautiful, rich sound to it. But all the musicians are at the top of their form there. That was Tim O'Brien, and we might hear from him a little bit later in the program. Well, here's a great instrumental that my good friend Keith McMillan often plays on mandolin, written by Byron Berline, but it's on an album by Dan Creary. The album's called Ladies Fancy, and it's got some fine picking in it. And on Huckleberry Hornpipe, which is the name of the tune that I'm going to play, we've got Dan Creary playing guitar, Byron Berline playing fiddle, Vince Gill playing mandolin. We're going to hear from him later in the show too. John Hickman on banjo, Joe Villegas on bass, and Alan Wald on rhythm guitar. And Huckleberry Hornpipe is a great tune. I hope you're going to enjoy it. It goes just like this. Thank you. one of the best instrumentals that I know. It's just such a nice tune. And we don't normally do that ending on it. What a lovely ending it is on the guitar there. Huckleberry Hornpipe, that's called. And the man featured on guitar was Dan Creary. It was from his album Ladies Fancy back in 1977. Well, here in New Zealand, we don't get a lot of touring bands, but one of them we've had the good fortune to host is the Sonoran Dogs, and I just think they're a great band. Really love them. Mark Miracle on mandolin and vocals, Peter McLaughlin on guitar and vocals, Brian Davies on bass and vocals. Brian hasn't come. And then Tyler James on banjo. The bass player has been Bruce Packard from Australia when they've toured out in Australia and New Zealand. And they do some wonderful music, very entertaining guys. They love their music and they love performing and they love touring. They're great to have over here. I'm going to play a song for you off their album. It's just called The Sonoran Dogs. And it's one called The Valley of Virginia, which is about where Peter comes from. He wrote the song and has written lots of songs, worked a lot with Laurie Lewis, worked in various combinations, recorded his own albums, does a fine job singing and picking, and I think you'll enjoy their performance on Valley of Virginia. Mark Miracle on mandolin, Peter on guitar, Tyler James on banjo, that's right. I said that, didn't I? Here they are with The Valley of Virginia.
I'm dreaming tonight of a place where I roamed as a boy in the hills I did play. It's a place, dear me, where I'm longing to be in the Shenandoah Valley far away. There the fields are so green and the mockingbird sings, and all the folks along the road are your friends. Where the hills are so high and the creeks never dry and the whippoorwill song never ends. I long to go back to the valley of Virginia's where I'll be. So carry me home to the place that I love, and there'll be no more roaming for me. Tell my mother and dad they're the best friends that I've had, and how I miss them when I think days gone by. Soon I'll be by their side, let the moonlight be my guide to the cabin on the hillside so high. I long to go back to the valley of Virginia's where I'll be. So carry me home to the place that I love, and there'll be no more roaming for me. The dear girl I left there a long time ago, well, I wondered if she ever think of me. I long for her tonight, and soon I'll hold tight, I'm heading home, sweetheart, I'll see. I long to go back to the valley of Virginia's where I'll be. So carry me home to the place that I love, and there'll be no more roaming for me. When I die, bury me underneath the oak tree on the hillside up above the old mill stream, where flowers fill the air with fragrance so fair that I'll rest in a deep and peaceful dream. I long to go back to the valley of Virginia's where I'll be. So carry me home to the place that I love, and there'll be no more roaming for me. So carry me home to the place that I love.
The Sonoran Dogs playing some great bluegrass music there. One of the first banjo albums I got was Don Parmley playing some standard sort of folk tunes, really, on five-string banjo. He was a relatively young guy working with a guitarist called Billy Strange, and they were recorded over in Los Angeles, and they were one of the first times that I really heard banjo picking out the known tunes and that sort of thing. So I was interested in Don Parmley, and then I found out that he had a group called the Bluegrass Cardinals, and his son was a lead singer and the rhythm guitarist, and Don Parmley did the banjo and the vocals. So of course I got the album and was delighted to hear it. His son David Parmley has a wonderful rich baritone voice, and Don does a great job on harmonies. On this album they've got Tim Smith playing fiddles, Ernie Sykes on bass and vocals, and Norman Wright on mandolin and vocals too. So they got a great combination of voices there. It's an all gospel album called Sunday Morning Singing, and I picked out a song called Angels Rock Me to Sleep. Norman Wright is doing the lead on this, Don Parmley is doing the baritone, Ernie Sykes is doing the tenor, and David with his nice rich voice is doing the bass. And it's a song called Angels Rock Me to Sleep, the Bluegrass Cardinals.
My heart is sad, my soul is weary, while sailing o'er life's rugged main. The clouds are dark, the day is dreary, it seems all earthly hopes in vain.
Angel rock me to sleep,
angel rock me to sleep,
in the cradle of love,
in the cradle of love.
Bear me over the deep,
bear me over the deep, to the heaven above,
to the heaven above. When the shadow shall fall,
when the shadow shall fall,
and the Savior shall call,
and the Savior shall call.
Angel rock me to sleep,
angel rock me to sleep, in the cradle of love.
There is no earthly frame to guide me, no one to point to heaven's door, but Christ the Savior stands beside me to cheer and comfort my poor soul. Angel rock me to sleep,
angel rock me to sleep,
in the cradle of love,
in the cradle of love.
Bear me over the deep,
bear me over the deep, to the heaven above,
to the heaven above. When the shadow shall fall,
when the shadow shall fall,
and the Savior shall call,
and the Savior shall call.
Angel rock me to sleep,
angel rock me to sleep, in the cradle of love.
At last the
harbor I am nearing, I see the lights along the shore,
I hear my friends and loved ones cheering,
I'll soon be safe forevermore.
Angel rock me to sleep,
angel rock me to sleep,
in the cradle of love,
in the cradle of love.
Bear me over the deep,
bear me over the deep, to the heaven above,
to the heaven above. When the shadow shall fall,
when the shadow shall fall,
and the Savior shall call,
and the Savior shall call.
Angel rock me to sleep,
angel rock me to sleep, in the cradle of love.
Wasn't that nice? Hope you enjoyed that. We'll hear a little bit more later in the show. Right now we're going to hear from Vince Gill, and this is from the set of bluegrass, Industrial Strength Bluegrass, about bluegrass music in the southwestern Ohio area and the legacy that it's left with us. The song that I've picked out is Vince Gill. We heard him before playing mandolin with Dan Creary, but he's doing a tune from Flatten Scruggs. This was the first tune that Flatten Scruggs recorded in Cincinnati, Baby Blue Eyes, and it was written by the former Foggy Mountain boy Jim Eanes, and it's just got a very relaxed style to the bluegrass music there. Vince Gill has got himself an all-star band, of course. Vince Gill's doing the vocal, Mike Bubbs playing bass, Jason Carter fiddle, Jason Barry the mandolin, Kenny Smith the guitar, Joe Mullins banjo, Jerry Douglas resophonic guitar. What a fine band that is. And here they are doing Baby Blue Eyes.
want to be. I'll ever forget you. And if I love, that's true every time. I can't forget the kisses you gave me or memories of your two baby blue eyes. Pillow. I'm dreaming of your two baby blue eyes. I'm haunted by dreams of baby blue eyes. I'll always keep the memory of you and visions of eyes as blue as the sky. That's why each night there's tears on my pillow. Why each night there's tears on my pillow. I'm dreaming of you, two baby blue eyes.
Oh, some classic bluegrass. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and we play some classic bluegrass from the last 60 years, really. And although that was more recently recorded, 2021, it came out way back in the 1940s. And it's a great song, Baby Blue Eyes. This show comes to you from Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, New Zealand. And spread around the various access radio stations in New Zealand and in Canada and in the USA. Lots of people listening on radio, lots of people listening on podcasts. Thank you very much. I really appreciate you tuning in. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. And if you want to go and see them when you're in Hamilton next, they'd be delighted to see you. They have a great range of musical instruments that would tickle your fancy and also make a big dent in your pocket. They've got some classy instruments there, folks. Martin guitars and Deering banjos and all sorts of mandolins and fiddles and ukuleles and keyboards and ways to play music and the things that you need to keep you playing music, like strings and straps and books on how to play and song books and things like that. Go and see the people at Shearer's. They'll help you out and we can keep playing music together. They're just celebrating 60 years of being in existence. So they've hung in there and they know what they're talking about. Shearer's Music. And we're going to play some more classic bluegrass. Here's the Lynn Morris Band from 2003. Lynn Morris plays rhythm guitar and a bit of banjo and does a lot of the lead vocals. Husband Marshall Wilborn plays bass and does vocals. Jesse Brock plays mandolin. Ron Stewart plays banjo and puts a bit of fiddle on when it's needed. And they put together some really great music. I've picked out a tune called Lonesome Highway Blues, and it sounds like this.
Crossing empty space. When I look into the rear view, I swear I can see you wave. Sitting on the front porch step the morning that I left. Promised I'd be back someday, but I ain't made it yet. I got these lonesome highway blues. This old road won't turn me loose. Got these long gone away from home.
Living on the lonesome highway blues.
And the records on the jukebox like wheels that never stop. Remind me of another time before we said goodbye. And I was yours and you were mine, I was never satisfied. Got these lonesome highway blues. This old road won't turn me loose. Got these long gone away from home.
Living on the lonesome highway blues.
The Lynn Morris Band doing a fine job on the Lonesome Highway Blues. Time for a fiddle tune. We got fiddling Billy Hurt to play a tune called Steamboat Bill here. Billy's playing the fiddle, of course, and he's got a bit of help from Brennan Ernst on guitar, Chris Shiflett on bass, and Jeremy Stevens from High Fidelity is playing the banjo on this particular one. He's playing guitar on many of the other songs on the album. But it's a great tune, Steamboat Bill from Billy Hurt.
Thank you.
Steamboat Bill by Fiddling Billy Hurt there, and I hope you enjoyed it. It's a very bouncy sort of tune, isn't it? And good fun to listen to. Really enjoyed Jeremy Stevens' banjo break on that one as well. Well, back in the late 1960s, when Hamilton County Bluegrass Band was really getting going, we did a lot of recording, particularly with our friends John Raphael and Robin Gummer, and they set us up so that we could sound good with their recording gear, and they had wonderful recording gear, and I think the standard of most of the recordings was very high, particularly compared with some of the recordings that were coming out of the USA. Some of our playing was a bit dodgy, but we really enjoyed the music, and we copied the bands as best we could, and we also had a good time playing the music. One of our favourite bands was Reno and Smiley. And I'm going to play you a track from the LP Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, The Country Touch. That was the name of a TV show that we appeared on. And we were the resident band on that TV show. And because there was only one TV channel in New Zealand, when we were on it, if you wanted to watch TV, you saw us. So we got fairly well known through that TV show. That's why we named the album Country Touch, and it turned out to be a popular album throughout New Zealand. Well, this is a song that I'm featuring because it's springtime here in New Zealand. We're just getting into the warmer weather, the sunnier days, the bit windier as well. Lots of wind, lots of sun, but it's you don't need to wear a jacket everywhere. We're out of the winter now, and it's good fun. I thought it was time for a springtime song, and this is Springtime and Dear Old Dixie. Now, I need to tell you a little bit about the recording, because when we recorded, we had the mics arranged, and we didn't do any overdubbing in those days. If we did a take, we had to sing it right and play it right, and decided whether or not to keep it or whether we needed to do another track. David Calder on mandolin, Leonard Cohen on dobro but bass. This song's pretty simple. I'll play banjo and sing a bit of baritone. Lindsay plays bass, and I'm not sure if he's singing on this one. Alan, of course, plays guitar and usually sings the lead line. And Colleen, I don't think there was even a part for the fiddle or the vocal on this one, but she was an integral part of the band anyway. Let's have a go at listening to Springtime in Dear Old Dixie. Of course, it's off an LP and a few scratches and that, but you won't mind those, will you? Springtime in Dear Old Dixie. Hamilton County Bluegrass Band.
Springtime in dear old Dixie, it's the time I love the best. I've roamed this wide world over, and it's my pick of all the rest. With the apple blossoms blooming, and the air so fresh and clean, it's the pride of all the nation, prettiest place I've ever seen.
Where the birds sing so sweetly, wakes you up in early dawn. The wattle blossoms blowing, makes you glad that you were born.
And you're met a hearty welcome, makes you feel so good, and then the flowers have bloomed in dear old Dixie, and it's springtime once again. Fishing, take your lunch and spend the day. It's a dream the world may envy, and I hope it never ends. The flowers have bloomed in dear old Dixie, and it's springtime once again.
Well, the bird sings so sweetly, wakes you up in early dawn. The wattle blossoms blowing makes you glad that you were born.
And you're made a hearty welcome, makes you feel so good. And then the flowers have bloomed in the old Dixie, and it's springtime once again.
Oh, well, I forgot about fiddle part from Colleen there. Very nice fiddle part it was too. And I even did some Scruggsbeak stuff in there. I forgot about that too. We'll have to recharge that old song. Let's listen to Tim O'Brien now with a song called All I Want. This is from the album Chicken and Egg. And this is All He Wants.
I got 2 lanes to take me, got 2 lanes to bring me back. Sweating again. White line fever, it's got me sweating again. I've been drinking that Red Bull. Oh, I'm jumping out of my skin. Now how much I need you, how much I need you, honey, you'll never know. How much I want you, never know. When I get there, never gonna let you go.
Music, All I Want from Tim O'Brien, with a crash on the guitar on the end. Let's listen to the Bluegrass Cardinals again with a great gospel song, Touch of God's Hand.
When the burdens grow heavy,
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 and it seems there's no way, side, and the Lord's Prayer I'll pray.
He lifts me right up,
right up,
right up,
and He makes me to stand. Because when I'm troubled, I'll wait for the touch of God's hand.
Thank God for a mother,
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 who taught me to pray, so I could be ready on the great judgment day.
When problems arise,
arise, that I don't understand, kneel by my bedside and wait for the touch of God's Jesus coming, and the world passed away.
When problems
arise that I don't understand, I'll kneel down and wait. Yes, I'll wait. Touch of God's hand.
Just beautiful, eh? Just beautiful. Oh, they sing so well together. I love David's voice. Hi, you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. If you're in Hamilton this coming weekend, Back Porch Bluegrass, the jam session, will be on 2.30 to 5pm at the Waikato Contract Bridge Club in Brookfield Street, Hamilton East. And it's a very relaxed afternoon that you might enjoy if you like a bit of banjo picking and fiddle playing and mandolin playing and all sorts of stuff going on there. People come along, bring their songs, and we have a great time. Also, the Morrinsville Country Music Club's concert on 13th of October is in the RSA instead of the community hall just because of the elections. So make sure you make a note of that and go to the right place for the concert. Let's hear Lynn Morris Band again from the album Shape of a Tear. And this song is the title track, Shape of a Tear.
Mother, but she never allowed herself to worry out loud. Kissed her husband as he went off to work, and he never let on for her birthday. Pretended like it slipped his mind. Oh, but when he rolled home in the evening, he had roses and presents so fine.
Say
imagine hummed the melody into her ear, and the love she always felt for him appeared in the shape of a tear. They turned out the lights in the kitchen, climbed the stairs like they did every night. The mirror showed a trace of her mother. Oh, but now even that seemed all right. And she still trembles when he kisses her, holds her so close by his side. Their love is as pure as the morning and as sure as the passing of time. He waltzed her around the kitchen, shape of a tear. He waltzed her round the kitchen, hummed the melody into her ear, and the love she always felt for him appeared in the shape of a tear.
Thanks, Lynn Morris. We've come to the end of our time slot for Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you've enjoyed the music that you've heard today. We'll take it out with a little snatch of the tune that started off the program, Reunion. Make sure you tune in again next week, whether you're doing it on radio or online. See you later. Bye.
Episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.